When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
All right, we're here. We are we are here in the virtual studes, and one of us is going through it, and the other one isn't.
Which is which? Andrew, looking at us right now. First of all, hello. Which one of us is going through it, and which one of us is not?
Well, Sydney has a cup of like broth in her hand that she has to drink, this vegan diet that she's working on. So I imagine that you're the one going through it.
Sydney? Are you going through it, babe?
I am. I have to drink a gallon of water a day. And there's this broth that's got garlic and any and everything else that you should have as a seasoning and not as a liquid to just drink. Not as a beverage.
So it's blended?
It is blended and it's hot, like tea. And it's a kidney flush, a liver flush or something like that. Flush your system.
Have you ever done a cleanse before, friend?
Oh, the only cleanse that I do is on my face. Ooh. And that's about it. Okay.
Hashtag Sephora.
I use a cleanser. Don't know about a cleanse, hon.
Go ahead and use the unofficial expert as your coupon code.
Sydney, come on.
Sydney, that's the most LA thing I've ever heard. I can't believe you're moving to LA and leaving me here. Cleanseless.
First of all, Marie, you two will be bi-coastal and we'll all live together.
No, we won't. Live together. Yes, you guys are going to move to Bel Air and I'm going to be the Fresh Prince. With my overall clipped on one side and I'm going to be like,
psh. Oh my God. JoJo, imagine.
JoJo is Uncle Phil.
That would honestly be a funny ass show and I would love to see it. It's like Fresh Prince of Bel Air meets Three's Company.
You know, I've never seen Three's Company. Was there a baby on that?
Three's Company. No, there was a couple and there's like two friends, two girls and a guy.
Mm-hmm. And this show was black and white? In my mind, Three's Company came It came on after I Love Lucy, yes?
Don't you do that, Marie. No.
What channel did Three's Company play on?
I don't remember channels, so no, I don't know. But
I have like TV Land in my mind.
Yes,
so, right. I think Three's Company is giving TV Land.
Yeah.
Bewitched. It came on between Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. That's how, in my head, that's when I feel like it came on. So Sydney's doing a cleanse and Andrew still wearing his glasses.
I'm still wearing my glasses. It's fully allergy season and so like my eyes are just acting up.
Yo, it's so bad. It really is bad. Like I feel like it looks like I'm an alcoholic. My eyes will be so red, like bloodshot.
Yeah, it's the
worst. I look like a lab rat, and I'm just tearing up. Mm. It's like, I never even had cocaine that strong that would make me look as bad as I've been looking in the streets.
Cocaine is supposed to make you look bad? Puffy eyes.
Yeah, like, after you sniff it, like, it goes through your system, and your eyes get, you know, bigger, and you, like, veins come out. You look crazy. Have you ever seen somebody on coke?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen them like that. Like, they just be, like, sweaty, and sometimes their jaw is moving a little wild. Oh, wow, with this hat on, I look like a young Barack Obama. I got to take it off. I bought two new wigs this weekend. I would show you guys.
Can we see?
I would show you, but they're too far. One is, first of all, I have to stop going to the beauty supply store high.
Now you should go live. That's when you should go live, sis. In the beauty salon, beauty shop, when you're high.
No, because first of all, they don't even want you to take pictures of the wigs at the beauty supply store.
Oh, you're going to the wrong one. You have to go to the one that's remember by you know, my old the old place that I used to live.
Sydney, I'm not getting on a I'm not jumping in an Uber to go to a faraway beauty supply store so I can take videos and or go live. I just walked.
Girl, I'm already sweating. This shit is terrible.
Well, take your top off. And by your top, I mean your wig. Take it off. It'll cool you down tremendously.
Okay, so you're not going live in a beauty salon. So a beauty shop. So they don't want you taking pictures. What else?
Wait, why don't they want you taking pictures?
I don't know. But you know, they also don't like when you take pictures at Sephora as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm always taking pictures in Sephora.
I know, but I remember, I want to say the one on Broadway, like in Soho. I was in there like taking pictures of like the colors of the display. And they were like, please no photos in here. And I was like, why? You think I'm building a competitor store and I'm trying to see how you laid out the product? Like, it's weird. Mm-hmm. People are weird. We have cell phones now. We're taking photos. You know that. That's like you go to the museum and they tell you can't take pictures of the stuff at the museum. And it's like, no.
But I'm just trying to understand what's the like point of it though.
Yeah. I don't know, but they had signs posted. I mean, usually when I'm in there and I'm sneaking my photos, it's because I'm making fun of the wigs that they have. Like, I feel like the last time I was there, Sydney, I was sending you pictures of like the wigs that had like the bandana attached.
Yeah, I think that's what the deal is. It's like they don't trust us enough to come to an establishment and not make fun of it or take pictures and show other people like, yo, don't come here because they shit is trash. That's why they don't. Like, if you go to Sephora, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. they have specific lighting to make you think that the stuff looks good.
Yes.
Then you get out in regular daylight, yep. and bitch, that foundation is nowhere near the color of your neck.
Exactly.
That the stuff that's on your eyebrows, doo-doo. Like, it's right. They trick us. I hate the lighting in department stores and makeup places like Sephora.
Yeah, because they have like warm light and cool light. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, where's the outside light? Where's the street light? Where is the regular? I'm sitting in my mom's kitchen and she's judging all of my life choices light. Where is that light in the Sephora?
But that's why I always put my phone on. I was like, let me see. And they're like, here's a mirror. And I was like, no. I need to see my phone because that's when you can really get into it.
Yeah, it is a very soft glam light. And mm-hmm. then you said mm-hmm. department stores. Whenever you try stuff on at like in a Zara fitting room, you always look, you be like, oh my God, look how thick I am. Look how good this looks against my skin tone. And then you get home and you're like, why did I buy this? I look like Doug Funny.
H&M, I hope you're listening.
They are.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Mm-hmm. The amount of cellulite that I can see and those overhead lights, who is the lighting for? A man made those lights. Because they, you know, men, they take pictures from underneath their chin. They're barely lit. They don't care. Overhead lighting was absolutely made by Satan himself.
Ooh, okay. Call me by your name.
Yeah, I could see every single dent in my thigh.
At H&M?
At H&M. Well, babe,
we canceled H&M after that cutest monkey in the jungle t-shirt saga. So you shouldn't even. You still at H&M, sis?
No, but I'm just telling you, like, when I did go to H&M, I could see all of the cellulite.
Well, that's what H&M is all about. It's honesty. Honesty and I can't think of an M thing, but you know what I mean. Honest monsters. They want you to see what you really look like, and you're a monster, babe. So
I don't like it.
And Andrew, are you Googling coolest monkey in the jungle?
Yes, I didn't know about this. This is awful.
Yeah.
Andrew, welcome to 2018 or whatever you
are. I'm late.
What year was that fiasco?
That was 2018. You're right on the money.
Hashtag never forget. someone made them think that that was the look.
Well, for those of y'all who were born after 2018 and listening, H&M put a small black child in a sweater that said coolest monkey in the jungle. And then they plastered it on their website and maybe in the store. And people were like, why is the little boy wearing, why is the black child wearing the monkey shirt? And H&M was like, because he's cool.
And you could tell nobody on the team was black because they were like, I'm sorry. Because of history, we will not be equated to anything having a monkey or a gorilla or apes or any of that sort. No, we cannot. We just, it's a strong no. And then people were writing, they were like, well, where is his parents? Why did they let him do that? Da, 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 da.
Did his mother speak out about it?
Yeah, I think I'm seeing something here for that. Yeah.
What did the mother say? Let's see. Follow-up in 2021.
Okay. Mother of boy and H&M's coolest monkey ad says, get over it. Mm. She said, Terry Mango and her son featured in the controversial H&M ad.
She said, get over it. Is he adopted? Yeah. What does his mother look like?
She said that people calling it racially insensitive need to get over it. This is his mother.
She had already cashed the check. That's what.
Yeah, she needed the coin.
She said
she needed the coin. Right,
she's his manager, his momager, and she gets 20% of that coolest monkey hoodie sales. So,
Marie, how do you feel about making choices based on finances and not because your heart is in it? How do you feel about that?
Doing things for the money?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what the thing is, right? If you are desperate for money and you got kids at home to feed and stuff and you're at the end of your rope, you're going to do something different than somebody who, you know, is bored. You know, I think that bored people create. They have to find stuff to do, right? If I'm, I don't know. Why, Sydney? Why are you asking me this question? What you doing over there?
No, oh, girl, you already know where we've been. You know where we've been through, what we've been through and what we do. I mean, sometimes I look at things and I'm like, I can't believe I said yes to this. But I was like, at the time, I was like, well, the money works. There's so many times where I'm just like, if I made things based off if I really want to do it and how this is gelling with what I want my career to look like, I probably wouldn't have done it. Yeah.
But I think when you start your career out, if you look at any actor, anybody who's famous, anybody who is an entertainer and is successful right now or working their way up to being successful, when they first start out, the pickings is slim, sis. Yeah. You gotta say yes to stuff just so you can get the exposure, the experience, and like get your foot in the door. I don't know why, but I feel like this weekend people were bringing up like embarrassing first celebrity roles, and it was like Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock and all these, like, their first movies are things that they wouldn't say yes to now, you know?
Yeah, but I think that that's what people have to think about. Like, you know, I was watching Denzel Washington was speaking at Fordham University, and he was saying that if you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to, in order to get to where you need to be, you have to make mistakes and fail and learn. And you can't do any of that if you're always like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. Or yeah, that's just not going to work.
But if you know what I mean about it, it makes sense, right? I mean, the Libra in me, the perfectionist in me, doesn't want anybody to see what I'm working on until I'm done with it or until I feel like it's perfect. But then I'm looking at what other people are sharing and putting out into the world. And a lot of it is, some of it is trash. But they do it consistently and gradually their stuff gets better. And if you're not used to failing ever, imagine this. You've never failed in your life. You've never not done well. That first time you fail at something, it's going to crush your soul. You're going to be reevaluating every single choice that you made to get you to where you were that ended up where you ended up failing. But if you're trying a lot and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose and sometimes stuff works out, that is how you learn. Because you'll be like, all right, well, next time, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to wear those shoes on that date, or I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? You have to try or you'll never move forward, one. But also, the more you fail, the easier it is to fail the next time.
Well, my issue is, it's like, okay, you put stuff out there, and everybody is. I mean, the people who follow you normally are the ones that's going to be like praising you.
Right.
There'll be like some randoms that are like, this is unacceptable, blah, blah. But for the most part, the people who follow you are going to love it because they love your brand. But then there's my issue with the internet is that people who don't love you can just write whatever, can repost and be like, this is the reason why black women are not where they're supposed to be. Like, I remember doing that viral video for the dildo hoverboard.
Hashtag dildo hoverboard, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it honestly ruined my belief in like just doing stuff for fun.
So you would not have done that? If they asked you to do that, knowing what you know now, would you still have said yes?
I don't know, Marie. I don't know. The comments were pretty rough. They were not nice.
But that's the thing about comments on social media is there's always going to be bad ones.
Yeah.
And Awkwafina was like trending on Twitter. And, you know, sis has a Golden Globe and she went from, I think she was a rapper at some point to.
Oh, you know, yes, she was.
Mm-hmm, the black Twitter, yes, remembers. And then she was on Guy Code, and then she did Ocean's 8. Right. And mm-hmm. now she's yeah. doing Marvel movies and she's like a legit actress. But like, mm-hmm. there are people who celebrate her growth, but there was a lot of people just dragging Awkwafina for what she was doing when she first came out, mm-hmm. which was appropriating black culture and talking, yes, in ma'am. A black scent. And, you know, she's from like Forest Hill, Queens, which has like 2% black people. So it's like,
yes, yep.
It's like, so where did you get this accent that you were talking to us in? And people dug up quotes of her saying she would never do like an Asian accent. She's not ever going to do anything that like misrepresents Asian people. And then people were in the comments like, but why were you doing a little black girl? Like, what was that?
Yeah. I mean, listen. When it comes to shit that you're like, I thought this was the look. At the time, people were like, yeah, this is cool. But now where we are in 2021, it's a no-go. So, you know, trends change, things change. I was just talking to some friends last night about a video that was on BuzzFeed. Mm. And it was like questions black people ask other black people. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the person who put it together thought it was a brilliant idea.
Well, what were some of the questions, friend?
Oh, friend, why do we eat black? Why do we eat fried chicken? Why is 5 minutes turn into 20 minutes?
Why do we eat fried chicken? Because it's good. Also,
but also no, no. I like it was just the most stereotypical coon shit that like the people involved, like,
well,
them
asked the questions. Medea, like, I'm confused as to like where the questions came from.
It has over 2 million views. Mm-hmm. And it was the video that set everything off for BuzzFeed and black people not to work together.
Oh.
People were highly upset. Because BuzzFeed is through a white gaze. So it's like, yeah, you got black people working there, but it's white consumption.
Right, a white gaze. G-A-Z-E, yeah. Not G-A-Y-S.
No. White gaze, which also should be a title, white gaze.
White gaze? How do you like that spelled?
Gaze? Gaze with a Z, not Z. Okay. White gaze with a Z, not a Y. That's a funny title. Whatever.
I'm confused about the letters, but yes, a lot of things that we consume is through like it's filtered through a beige lens anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that the world is set up.
Beige lens is great too. Put that down.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that anything that you put on the internet, it could be the most perfect thing you've ever posted. It could be a picture of your baby, your beautiful baby. Someone in the comments gonna say, that baby got a big ass head. Or someone's gonna say, why would you post this? Or someone's gonna say, I could tell by the way he's gripping your breast that this baby is a misogynist. Like, someone is always gonna find something negative to say. You post your perfect cat eye, someone's zooming into the background and they're like, well, I could see that your house is dirty. And it's like, but it's not about that.
Yeah, and but it's also like, my cat eye is so perfect. Why the fuck were you looking? Why were you zooming in the back? You nosy bitch. Like,
right, right. But maybe they zoomed into your pupils and they looked at the reflection of yourself in your, you know what I mean? Like, people are crazy. People will say anything and do anything, and people have like burner accounts. That's what the real problem is. People are going, they're trolling from the fake account that they set up because they can't stand on their real page and say that stuff to anybody.
Hello, hello, attention, attention, you scary ass people. Stop. Yeah. Like, you know what you use a burner account? To stalk your ex. Mm. To stalk a old friend that you hope is doing poorly. And then you check and you're like, oh wow, they're on a fucking boat in Saint-Tropez. Why don't I just mind my fucking business? Listen. If you're going to actually use your burner account to write underneath someone's page negative shit, get help. Get help. Go to therapy. Maybe get some meds. It's wrong. It's like, I can never see myself. I think things all the time and it never reach my fingertips, never hit the keys. They never hit the keys.
But that's because you are a public facing person.
Yeah.
You say the wrong thing under the wrong post at the wrong time.
Yeah.
People are going to bombard your page with, you know what I mean? Like, people are just going to, you know, they're going to come after you. And it's like, I don't have time to be battling the beehive or the Kardashian hive or the whatever these hives are that these famous people have. Because at the same time, there's always going to be somebody that has something negative to say about you, but there's also always going to be somebody who is a fan of what it is that you're doing. Whatever the hell it is that you're into, whatever your style of comedy is, whatever your face shape looks like, there's somebody somewhere that is a fan of that.
And Marie is saying that because, let's get into it, our good friend, viral sensation on Instagram. I mean, geez Louise, Marie, the girlies were loving what you had to say about the police, and it was beautiful. I mean, I was truly, I was proud. I was like, that's my friend. She is so funny and informative, and yeah, that's why I work with her, you know,
because she's funny and informative. Yeah, she's a library book, bitch.
I mean, she has thousands of followers.
You're really close to
the mic. Oh, sorry, sorry. Sorry,
it was good. She's excited. Her friend went viral. Andrew, get down.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. I mean, I did that, but we brought that up because what?
Just you're saying that people who like that. There's also like people who love you. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the comments have been good. I mean, for that video, I haven't gotten a single negative comment. But also, what can you say negative about
that
video?
There was nothing. There's nothing negative. I mean, there were all valid things about like jobs that are stressful. I was like, anybody who works at TGI Fridays, I mean, that is a place that if I'm surprised that somebody has not shot up that TGI Fridays. I'm truly, when I used to work at Dinosaur Barbecue, I'm surprised that no one was murdered, because either orders were wrong, because people would come in with a group of 15. Are you fucking mad? Why are you coming randomly pulling up somewhere, a group of 15, and now you've waited 2 hours? You waited 2 hours for the seat because we said, oh, well, we probably have a table open in 2 hours. Now you're back. Now you're back and you're hungry.
Girl, now your mouth is back to the microphone. It's the same.
Sorry.
You I'm excited back. About Dinosaur Barbecue. That's the guest. Cindy, you're drinking a gallon of water. That's, wow. Gorgeous. Self-care. Your pee is going to be so clear now. Yeah. No more chicken ramen noodle pee for you. Woo!
Just want you to know that my pee was never chicken noodle soup. Never Campbell's.
It was beef.
It was not a Campbell's. Mm. It was, you know.
It was Picante.
It was more neon, like like Red like Bull. Nails. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't hold on to any of the things that you're saying right now. I didn't even smoke. I just been drinking green tea and water today, and my brain is not holding on to any of the things that you're saying.
Maybe I'm just not hitting today.
I was thinking about other stressful jobs, and like being a sex worker or a stripper is a stressful job. I've never heard of a stripper shooting anybody or like anything like that. Imagine you're a stripper. You oiled your body down. You've done your yoga in the morning. You've stretched your body out. And then what? Usher pops into the strip club and you're like, oh, Usher's here. We're going to dance. We're going to make lots of money. He's throwing money at you. He leaves. You look at the money. It has Usher's face on it. He's throwing Usher bucks. Usher was throwing counterfeit money with his face on it at the strip club. And imagine the blood, the sweat, the tears. You losing skin cells on that stripper pole. You working your ass. You twerking your ass off. And when he leaves, you didn't actually make any money?
That's upsetting. But let me tell you another. I saw a video of a girl was doing some crazy pole work. Pole work from like the gods. It's like God was in her body helping her twirl around that pole. I mean, the stunts that she was doing,
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, it made me want to go in my purse that had no dollars. And it made me want to walk to the ATM and then pull out the ATM that also has no dollars. But it made me want to give money. This woman is working. I mean, the club is packed. Okay, and usually when they get down to the ground after they crawl all the way up and they slide all the way down.
Slam their pussy some, on the floor.
Right. Some fucking drug dealer or rapper is throwing money and it's like, woo, you know, a volcano of 20s or 5s or whatever. Ones. Do you know she got down and I think I counted, I felt like it was a good $50. It was only $50 that
was she working the early shift? What was it, a Tuesday?
I don't know, girl. It made me in the comments. They was like, I want to go to that club and slap everybody. The nerve. What? This woman was work. She was on the pole. The music. Summer Walker was playing. It was so outstanding. It was art. Not only in an artful way, but a sexualized art. I was wet. I wanted to give this woman money, and all these broke ass people watching gave nothing. That would make me go to my locker, do a, you know, the Players Club when when she had the dollar and when she had the gun and shot it to the ceiling. Everybody, get the fuck out the room. That's what the hell I would have done.
Guys, that is your that's your assignment for this week. You have to watch The Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
On whatever you stream your stuff on. The Players Club with Jamie Foxx, Bernie Mac, and Lisa Ray. Formerly the wife of the president of Turks and Caicos.
something like that.
Yeah, I think he cheated on her with her sister or something like that. Or the maid. Something wild.
Lovely.
Speaking of wild, I was on Tinder last night and... you know, because I was bored. And so I'm on there and this guy doesn't have a photo. It's like a picture of his like stomach or something. And he was like, I just want you to laugh at my small dick. And I on Snap. And I said, so I matched. I said, you just want me to laugh at you? And he's like, yeah. So I joined Snap because you know I'm not on Snap.
No.
And this man sends me a picture of his dick. It looked like an iPod case, an AirPod case.
Let me see.
Well, it snaps, sis. It went away.
Oh,
his dick looked like this. If you have an AirPod case, hold it up and know that that's what this man's dick looked like. And I was like, you just want me to laugh at it? And he was like, yes.
And then what happened?
Sis, I was screaming in here. And then he was like, do you want to see a picture of it hard? And I said,
wait, he sent it flaccid? That's a great title. He sent it flaccid. That's crazy,
so then
Marie.
He sends me a picture of his dick hard, 4 inches. It looked like a tube of chapstick.
Okay, well, we First of all, there's some listeners who are not well endowed, and we don't want
I'm not talking about those listeners. I'm talking about the person who wanted to be humiliated by me on Snap today. I'm laughing. I'm sending laughing emojis. It's turning him on. I was like, is this the entry point of my career as a dominatrix? Because it was feeling fantastic, you know?
Wait, you didn't get paid or anything for that?
Me?
Yeah, I
didn't get paid for it on Snap today. I was just doing it, you know, because it's my first time.
Yeah, practice.
But Marie, there you can make money. Make money from that.
I need you guys to see what 4 inches is. Okay,
girl, get out of here. We know what 4 inches is. I wear heels that are 4 inches. That's a kitten heel.
Yep.
It's a kitten heel. He said you dick like kitten heel.
His dick soft was a kitten heel.
Okay.
There was a girl in my dorm in college she matched with a guy on Tinder who wanted to be kicked in the nuts repeatedly. Mm. And she was paid like a couple $100s to do this. Like for like just to like sign this man in to the dorm as a guest, you know. Come up to the room literally until he was like in so much pain and then left. And I just can't even
was he giving her cash or was he Venmoing her? Because
it was cash. This was before Venmo.
Yeah. And which feels better. Like when I can help, when I can have the money in my hand, it feels like I actually got paid.
I want to be counting the money while I'm kicking you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there's, this is crazy because I actually sent it to Mandy and she had the girl on anyway. But speaking of making fun of men and getting money for it, there's a girl that, you know, the pay pigs, financial dominatrix.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, girl, I think you could really get into it. I think you're holding back what you're really good at.
Listen, this guy, his name is Troy. Troy asked me to send him a picture of my feet, and I was like, no, I can't. I need to get my toes done, you know, hoping that he was going to be like, I'll send you money. He didn't say that, but I feel like we gonna figure something out.
Yeah.
There's an article on the New York Times, and it's this girl. Her name is Mistress Marley. She gets paid just to humiliate her fans. The high price hustle of financial domination where pay pigs send tributes to their cash masters. I'm telling you.
We had Karen Feehan. We had what was she our expert in? I don't remember what she was.
She was in an open relationship, but yeah, she was at the.
She was talking about pay pigs on that episode, and that was like the very beginning of us doing this podcast. Somebody tagged us in that article on Twitter.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, Marie. Let's discuss. I think we could really get into it. I mean, obviously, I would be in the back room. I would, you know, make sure that I'm your security and make sure that
Cindy, you my security.
That you're set
Cindy,
up properly.
How are you going to Kevin Costner for me?
Yeah, girl. Yeah, we're a team.
Would you take a beige man's bullet for me, sis?
I would have to ask a designer to make a whole bulletproof like vest,
corset,
like body thing, body con situation.
A bulletproof Herve Legere.
Yeah, a bulletproof body con is another good title as well.
Got it.
Bulletproof body con. That is a great title, actually.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I being on, mind you, he added me on Snap last night, and then I went to sleep. And when I woke up this morning, we were having this conversation while the sun was up. And it was like, I don't know if invigorating is the right word, but I did feel very powerful. And then I went on Tinder, back on Tinder, and this guy was just like, hi, Marie, good morning. And I was like, why are you here? He was like, why are you here?
Can I make fun of you? Are you going to send me your dick or money? What's good?
Right. He's this new dude. He's talking about jazz music. He's like, yeah, you know, I really like. And I was like, I can't go from microscopic peen humiliation to talking about jazz. That's not what I'm here. That's no longer why I'm on Tinder. I'm here to roast you and make you feel bad until you feel good, because it makes me feel good.
And I feel good when my friend feels good. So I'm here to support whatever you know, self-care my good Marie Faustin needs. Now, listen, this girl, Miss Mistress Marley, she was in Tulum, Mexico for her 27th birthday. And she was with her friends getting lobsters and going all off. And then whenever she needed money, she would go in. She would go and talk to these pay pigs. And they would send her money on Cash App.
Yeah. So that's what that's the goal then, friend?
I think I want to get into this because the way my body has been looking, I think I could get into it. I have gained 13 pounds.
13 pounds?
13 pounds, Marie.
Where you gained 13 pounds?
Girl, my ass, my midsection. I mean, didn't I send you the picture of me? Like, I am thick. It is, I know that I look small, but when I have my clothes off, it's the thangs are thanging.
Thangs is thanging.
Yeah.
The thangs is thanging. If I gained 13 pounds, I don't think it would go to my butt. I don't know where it would go, but I don't think it would go to my butt.
It's in my legs too. It's like hot. It's in my back. It's all, and that's why we're doing this vegan cleanse. So, you know, I just
Sydney, you look good. The 13 pounds looks good on you, friend, but you do need to eat healthier. So that's why you should do a cleanse.
Andrew, thoughts?
I'm also getting like thick for the first time.
Oh, so no more paper plates? No more paper plates?
Stand up and make them plates clap for us.
Let's see.
Stop this.
Come on.
No, I'm talking about like love hand. It's I
love handles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that. I have that too.
And I'm just like, oh.
Andrew, you want me to send you a picture?
Of your love handles? Yeah. I mean, you posted that picture the other day of you laying down. Body looks right.
Thick.
Sydney said, all I do is eat crab ragoons. I said, all right, let me run to the store. Half a dozen ragoons.
Oh my God, I hate you, Marie.
A case of imitation crab ragoon.
Not even real crab.
They sell that at Costco. Can I get that like a 24 pack?
Mm-mm, Marie, we need your body for when we want to take like pictures. So no.
When we want to take pictures.
Yeah, like I love when I'm next to you and you're just, the abs are popping off. I love it. And your shoulders are great. It makes me feel like it's mine as well. So that's why I'm like, Marie, we will not touch your body. My body, it can be, you know, a recycling bin, but yours, absolutely
no,
not.
Sydney, your body's not allowed to be a recycling bin. You are in Los Angeles, babe. Okay? You're going to do a nude scene? You're going to book something and they're going to ask you to do a nude scene. You going to do it?
I don't know, Marie. I was talking to, what's her name about it? And, I mean, would you do it? I mean, you have the body for it.
I think it depends on the scene. I think it depends on the scene. Like, and it depends on the series. Like, if you remember the beginning of Game of Thrones, that first season, all we ever saw was Daenerys butt naked having sex. And we never see the men's dicks.
Never.
We see women's full nudity, everything.
Mm-hmm. The areola. How the 4K camera was, I could literally see every little dot and bump and lump on people's titties.
We were in the Game of Thrones. Mother of Dragons uterus for the whole first couple seasons. Then as the show got bigger and she became a star, they renegotiated contracts and it was like, I'm not doing this no more. Y'all not gonna see. You could see a whisper of a side titty, but that's it.
She changed it?
Yes. Mm. She's, you know, she's a star. She was able to renegotiate her stuff after a couple of seasons. Or you can be with nudity like Reggie, our good friend Reggie on Insecure.
Where Reggie
you
see Conquest.
His little square butt.
Mm-hmm. We loved his SpongeBob SquarePants. It was so cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would feel weird about it because I would want everybody to watch this. Guys, I'm on this new series, or guys, I'm in this movie, and then all my friends will come watch it, and I'm butt naked, and people are like, "So Marie naked finally," and I'd be like, "Ew!" Like I don't want everybody to see my naked body. They don't deserve. But
I mean,
Steven Spielberg was like, "Lay on your side, and we gonna cinematically zoom into your butt crack," I'd be like, I guess, for like a little bit.
I mean, it just took you so long for me to even just to see the side of your nipple. So like, yeah, I wouldn't want you to show your body either, you know?
Sydney, every time you see me naked or you see a piece of my body, it gives To Catch a Predator vibes to me. So you real, oh, wow, let me see. Mind you, Sydney will be on FaceTime, titties out, but her hair will be wrapped. And it's like, sis,
So you're telling me I have to cover the coochie if I'm covering my hair? Like, what the hell?
Sis, if the hair is covered, then the body should be covered.
No.
If the body's not covered, let the hair be free, is what I'm saying.
You never been butt naked in a bonnet?
But naked in a bonnet? Merch.
You're just trying to say, like, title. <Yes. now. laughs>
You never been butt naked in a bonnet? And then she looked at Andrew.
In Barbados? Yeah.
You've been butt naked in a bonnet in Barbados with your friend Brandon?
That's a great, that, oh, I love that. I love that as merch, honestly.
That's a keychain, at least a tote bag. No. Naked in a do-rag, maybe. But I don't know, Sydney. What I was doing today with Troy was very entertaining for me.
Invigorating. And that's why I said this is the business now. And I would love to, like, get in on this as well.
So you would be there? Or you would be, like, running the books? Like, you would be setting the rate?
I want to set the rate. I want to negotiate times. Because, you know, once these pay pigs get involved, they want you all the time. And you're like, no. That's not how it works. It's when I want money.
But that's the cool thing about being a dom is you got to talk to them how you want to talk to them. And they just have to listen to you.
And people think that you're mean, which is not true, but I think that you can have this persona as this mean person, and then you could be like, this is for work.
Yeah, it's only going to make me a better person.
It really is.
If I get paid to be mean, then I'm going to have to be nice when I'm not getting paid because...
Exactly.
I'm not in the office, babe. Out of the office. Do not disturb.
Yeah. When you're off duty,
She's an angel.
Girl, you're my angel. Off duty booty.
Thank you, Sydney, for another Okay, but let's talk about what the rates would be. Let's talk about where I'm gonna meet these. But you know what though is also kind of scary is how recognizable I am sometimes on these dating apps. Like, people recognize me from stand-up. And that Comedy Central clip that they posted that Alana Glazer put on her Instagram, people are like messaging me about that on Tinder or Hinge or whatever the hell.
What?
Something else happened that I had done, and this guy was like, oh, I saw this clip of you, and he's like, you're really funny. And I was like, ugh, unmatch. Like, I don't want to talk to somebody who's seen me do stand-up online or in real life. It's just weird. And I know that it's only going to get worse as she continues to book.
Okay. Hello.
I don't know.
That's the way we like to speak.
Right. I feel like I want to meet the person that I actually want to date in real life. And then the person that I want to treat like a pay pig, I'll meet online.
Let me tell you the problem.
What's the problem?
With this. You know, you're already famous, Marie. You're already famous.
It's giving G-list. Life on the G-list.
You're already famous, and you just gotta... I mean, the person that I'm with right now...
Famous.
Obsessed with me. Mm-hmm. You said famous, but I said obsessed with me. And they saw all my work. It's out there. So, like,
they saw Dildo Hoverboard? They didn't see that. That's in the vault. I'm gonna text it to her. I'm gonna text it to her right now.
Right now.
Right
now. This is just what it is. People are gonna be, they're gonna see what you do and they're gonna love it.
I know, but I don't know. I was thinking about this last night. I don't love that.
Why? Girl, you're funny and you're great and your stuff is amazing. People are going to love.
I know, but the guy that I went on a date with a couple weeks ago messaged me. He texted me this weekend and it was one of the jokes. Like he texted me one of the jokes in the set. And he knows that I'm a stand-up, but I had never sent him anything. I had never even told him what my last name was, so he couldn't Google me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you're really funny. It popped up on my Instagram timeline. And I was like, ugh. It just like, I don't know. I don't like knowing that people that I know watch my stuff. I like knowing strangers watch it. But if I know you and you're watching what I'm doing, it's like an extra layer of like, I don't know, cringe for me.
So,
Girl,
would you rather be, I don't know, would you just rather be
unbooked and unrecognized?
Yeah, like, would you want stuff out there and then nobody talk about it? What do you want? Figure it out.
I just don't want them to talk to me about it.
Okay, Marie, you're not making any sense, and I'm going to say I hear you, and
I don't think you hear me, Sydney. I'm saying that I like knowing that people are watching me in the abstract. But when somebody that I know or somebody who has access to me is telling me that they're watching my stuff, it's like, I'm like, ah, is it okay? Was it funny? Did I look like, it's just, I don't know. I guess I got to get over it because, you know, I'm going to be on my Whoopi Goldberg soon. So
I don't know if you guys are listening, but anything that I am doing, please, I beg of you, tell me how amazing it is. If you are interested in me and you like my work and content, mm-hmm. please slide in my DMs and tell me how amazing it is. Reposted to I am unlike my good friend, my good sis Marie. If you are interested in me and you watch my stuff, please slide into my DMs and I will gladly say thank you and be like, I'm taken. Mm-hmm. So please, shoot your shot. Shoot
your shot. I love that for you, Sydney. Yeah. I love that. speaking of shooting their shots, we have some listener photos that y'all slid into the inbox and I just wanted to
fucking gorgeous
describe some of the sexiness that we've received recently. So we have a huge fan in Singapore, okay? I love that word, international. I love that for us, Mr. Worldwide. She said, hi, Marie and Sydney. I want to thank you so much for giving me great content to listen to. I absolutely love the banter between you both with Andrew's interjections. You see that, babe?
You're okay. In there.
You in there. Anyway, sis is giving, first of all, very moisturized, no split ends. The hair is looking healthy. It's looking bouncy.
Where is she? I don't see her.
Well, sis, you must not have checked your email. She's giving us colors. She's giving looks. The smile is radiant. I love that when I say our listeners are super attractive and y'all prove me right. Because I've yet to see an ugly unofficial expert.
Oh, bitch, she is stunning. And she's tall.
Sydney, you got to back away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Doing it again.
Girl, you are so tall and hot. I'm into it.
She looks good.
That's my type. Nigga, that's my type.
That's my type. She's giving us corduroy blazer and yellow. I love it. I love how hot she is.
Everybody.
And she's in Singapore?
If you don't mind, girl, I think we're going to repost. I think we're going to be like, I don't know her Instagram, but I'm like, girl is flaming.
Her name is Nisia.
I even love the name. Oh,
Nisia. Okay, and then the other one that we wanted to touch on today. First of all, hold on, Sydney. Looking at Nisia's photo, what do you think about, you know, what do you think she's doing in Singapore? What kind of person do you think she's attracted to? Let's chit-chat about her look.
Okay, she can go three ways.
Mm-hmm.
She could be into girls. And if she is into girls, she wants a slim femme butch. I see it.
Okay.
If I see her with a woman, randomly, I feel like she could be with a beige woman. She's in Singapore.
Yeah, maybe. She's in Singapore, so the woman is beige. She wouldn't be Asian?
For some reason, I just find her linking up with somebody who's also doing the same thing that she's doing.
Which is what? teaching English abroad? What do you think she's doing in Singapore?
I don't know. She might be doing something in fashion because she's real done up.
She's, but it's also, that first photo is giving museum curator vibes. It's giving, I put these photos here in this order.
I don't know, but she could also work at like some like boutique designer, you know, store.
I don't know. The second photo is giving, maybe she's in Singapore doing architecture or something. It's giving.
She's business.
It's giving does art, but like business. Yes, art business.
You know what? It's the shoes. It's the shoes that's making me feel like maybe she's not in a like a boutique. She might be doing real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit.
Because the toes are out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a peep toe. It's not a peep toe. So it's not business. The whole toe is out. I could see the pinky.
I know Sydney zoomed in on the toes.
You know I did.
You foot fetish beach. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next photo. Andrew, any interjections about Nisia?
I think she's hot. I mean, I've always said the same thing. It's like there's like not a bad looking listener.
Not one.
For us. You know, you are what you eat, or whatever the hell the saying is. We're hot, so our listeners are hot. That's what I'm saying. And then the second photo that we want to talk about today is from the UK. Are y'all listening to this? Are you listening?
UK and Singapore. Wow.
UK and Singapore. One of my favorite, with a U, favorite podcasts. I look forward to it every week. I feel like I'm hanging out with my shady older cousins when I'm listening. Okay, well, sis called us old, but I love that for us. You are a shady older cousin, babe. This is Aaron. Aaron is given real septum piercing and also moisturized edges and hair.
Beautiful skin, giving me tall body, short fingers. He's giving me short fingers.
So the fingers are closest to the camera. So
yeah, the fingers are short. The dick is long. I know that the dick is long. I can tell. Wow.
The fingers are short. The dick is tall.
Okay, that's a great title as well. I'm on fire today. I don't know. Maybe it's the cleanse.
It's that soup cup you're drinking over there.
Yeah. Maybe it's all the water. I don't know.
It's that prêt-à-manger cleanse you on right now. That's what it is. Aaron looks very hot. The skin looks good. Everything. Either fingernails are clean.
I'm here for it. Please, guys, send. This is so fun.
Aaron included their Instagram handle for more. Okay.
Okay,
she's a cocky beach.
Well, I'm going to go on the unofficial expert page and friend this person because Aaron, we love.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if Aaron is already following us because I love the sneaky people.
They are.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Aaron J.
JPEG.
I don't see him.
Oh. Well, they just
I found him. I found him. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right? It's giving giving like a, like the page is very like arty.
Yeah, model. Curated, model. Yeah.
Right. It's giving art director on the side.
Yeah, he, I mean, looks like he could also live in Brooklyn. Like he's really giving me what I need.
Ooh, the half up, half down hair. Ooh, a durag moment. You know I'm here for that always. Hey, Aaron, I mean, look back at it.
I mean, we definitely gotta hang with Aaron.
When in the UK.
Yeah. Marie, we have to go to the UK. I think we have a lot of fans there, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie.
I think we do. And I had fun when I was in London. The weather was nice. I got there. I was lucky, I think, because the day that I left, it started pouring. Because, you know, famously the weather is trash in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should go to the UK, Sydney. Yes, let's go to London and get our, and ride that little double-decker ugly bus.
Oh, I'm here for it. Marie, did your hair grow back on your cooch yet?
It's growing back.
It's so thin.
Yeah,
and fine. And sparse.
Are you upset about that?
I don't know. I'm like looking at it and it's just like,
oh my God.
You gotta put your pussy away. That was crossing a line.
Sydney, put your pussy away is a great title.
Sydney, that was crossing a line.
That was.
It was. You gotta stop putting your pussy on the podcast. Look at Andrew's face. But also, I was just talking about how you be having your titties out on FaceTime, but your hair be covered, and then you plopped your pussy on the Zoom.
Plopped pussy. That's a good title too.
Nah, man. I'm gonna text JoJo. And
Do you wanna go through the titles?
I'm gonna
text
JoJo.
Them all?
No. Bulletproof. Bulletproof Bodycon is the winner.
Well, Andrew, please read the rest of the titles just so the listeners can get a recap.
White Gaze, spelled with G-A-Z-E. Mm. Beige Lens.
Ooh, Beige Lens. That should be in the description.
He Sent It Flaccid was one. Bulletproof Bodycon is going to be the title of the ep, I believe.
Yeah. He sent it flaccid. Hilarious.
Butt naked in a bonnet in Barbados.
Yo, the merch, honey, the merch.
Sydney, I'm not doing this with you no more. This is the last episode for me because I can't believe you put your pussy on.
I'm still reeling
but
from that.
But the microphone string was in the way, so I thought there was like a braid hanging down.
Girl,
I was
like, oh, snap. Bye.
I said Sydney is wearing a strap for the pod.
Hi, girl.
And then you have Off-Duty Booty. And Short Fingers Long Dick.
Ooh, Short Fingers Long Dick. That's going on a tote bag.
Yeah.
Just for Aaron.
Just for Aaron. The Aaron tote for running errands.
Yeah. Oh, the Aaron tote for running errands. This is killing me. Oh, man. Yo, I'm crying.
I'm done with this podcast. I'm not doing this with y'all no more.
Okay, well, that good thing we are already at an hour, bitch, so we can head on out.
Ew, somebody just sent me another message on Tinder.
What'd they say?
Should you be interested in getting in meeting to get acquainted, drink or dinner, please text me. It's like, no, dude, do you
That's
want me
a
to
copy
disrespect
and paste.
You or not?
What they look like. Can we see a picture?
It sounds like a copy and paste message.
It sounds like an older man.
It is an older, it's an older beige man. It says his profile says he's 60. Yeah.
Marie, do it for the story. Do it for the story.
This is what he looks like.
Marie, I beg you to do it for the story. Please. Shakti?
Shakti.
Shakti? Marie, I bet I will. How much money do we have to pay you for you to do it for the story?
Ooh. Well, Sydney, you said you was going to set the rate, sis. So let's talk about the rate.
$100 for you to go on this date.
You're going to give me $100 for me to go on a date with this man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take $100.
Andrew, you want to split that?
No.
Okay, wait. When this episode comes out, can you guys Venmo her Venmo us $100. Venmo me $100 because I'm about to Venmo her $100.
Oh my God. Everyone needs to Venmo you $100.
Yeah, Venmo.
And this is whatever your currency is. If you and London send Venmo 100.
I'm sending Marie
100 euros.
I'm sending Marie
no, 100 pounds.
I'm sending her $100 right now, so I would hope that you guys would look me up on Venmo and send me back this $100 because we're doing it for the story. Here you go.
Here you go, Marie. Oh, my God, Sydney. I mean, here you go. Honestly, you're Venmoing me $100 for emotional duress for seeing your cooch in the daytime.
Bitch, please.
And you're facing the window, so it was well lit.
For the story. Okay, so.
It was well lit. Sydney just sent me all of her unemployment money for the week. Sydney, you gotta stop.
Wait, is there anybody who's claiming unemployment? Can y'all slide in my DMs? Because we have a story. We have something we need to talk about on the Patreon because I might be going to jail and we have to talk about it.
Ooh. Sydney might be going to jail.
You're going to record from prison?
Yeah. I told her she has to sneak the microphone into jail into her booty hole. And she said, they're going to do a cavity check. And I said, that's fine. Sydney, they don't always do a cavity search.
Cavity check is
they
is
only
a
do
great...
that for people who think, you know, they think are smuggling things into jail. But like Martha Stewart didn't get cavity searched.
Well, that's because she's a fucking famous...
Sydney dropped her laptop.
Oh my God.
Sydney dropped her computer and dropped off the Zoom. I can't even. She dropped her laptop. Oh my God. I can't. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I hope the audio stuck. I hope the laptop didn't fall on the dog because the dog was walking around in the back.
Oh my God. Her face as it fell. Oh wait, she's back.
I was truly like surprised at myself.
Did it fall and the screen closed?
Yeah, it was like, whoop, NeNe leaks. Mm. I'm off the call.
Wow. Anyway, friend, I think we did what we needed to do today. Is there anything you wanted to leave the listeners with for the week or the weekend as it starts to warm up out here?
Yeah. I mean, I know people are vaxxed up and they're feeling mm-hmm. free and they're hopping and mm-hmm. bopping and dipping and twerking and popping. But it's just like, be safe. Really, really be safe. I'm not just talking about COVID. I'm talking about STDs. Like, just because somebody's allegedly immune from, you know, COVID-19, that don't mean they are immune from, you know, trichinomas.
Trichinometry?
Wait, what STDs are, like, popular among lesbians?
What lesbian STDs exist?
I don't know, but I was talking to a few lesbians, and they said that they go to the gynecologist, and when they're like, yeah, I'm gay, they don't really... They're not getting the rundown check-in like straight bitches. Well, because men are the carriers of a lot of these STIs.
So women can get, but lesbians can get like UTIs and yeast infections and stuff like that.
Yeah.
HPV.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they can, but it's just not, it's not as common. I mean, usually like when you're using a strap, mm-hmm. It's going inside one person. And it's usually like clean before it's like going in. So there's not really transferring of, it's not like I'm putting on the strap and then somebody, and then they're using it on me and I'm using it. That's not usually how it goes. Well, I mean, I can't say how it usually goes for me, but I'm just saying in general.
You said you can't say how it usually goes for you after you just said how it goes for you?
I'm just saying.
You just said?
Yeah.
Yo, Sydney, please hurry up and get back to Brooklyn so we can talk more freely about these things. Because you're sitting in somebody's house, like, well, I can't say for me
that. Well, that's not really that's not what's happening here. But I'm just saying that some people take and some people receive. So usually, the thing that's going in is not being transferred into somebody else. So.
Got you. And then it's dishwasher safe, so you can just wash it after. All right. So dick is dirty and straps are clean. I love this for us.
Dick is dirty, straps are clean. That's a great title, Marie.
I thought we already.
Okay, like, but can you write down that we need to use these titles for, you know, future? Yeah.
Save them.
Yeah. Can
dick
you?
Dick is dirty, strap is clean.
Can Andrew, can you take a picture of all the titles so we can post on the Instagram?
Right. Okay. Right. Please. Yes. Actually, that sounds great.
And then I'm going to post it today and be like, guess what title we're using for Friday? I mean, we're really doing good on the solos. Marie, I'm having a blast doing it. It's been a good time.
Honestly, it's like, do we ever need a guest again?
I mean, people write in the reviews that they're like, I love the solo episodes. They don't even need a guest. They say it all the time. So, the guests are great. We love the guests. Please, everybody, come on the pod. But I mean, me and my gal and Andrew, out the water,
gals. The gals and Andrew, we love it. Well, I feel like we did what we came out here to do today, and I love that y'all are enjoying this because we like doing it. So please keep sending us money so that we can obviously start a bail Sydney out of jail for what did you say, sis?
I didn't. I'm not saying why. Just know that there might be Orange is the New Sydney again.
fantastic.
Sydney, I would come visit you in jail, and I would stand behind that little window, and I would pick up the phone and be like, how you doing, sis? I bought you some Jet magazines or whatever the hell.
Remember the Ja Rule song? When I need me, when you want me to put it on you, come on. There's a music video of him and
baby.
Yeah, that's. Can we do that for Halloween? I'm Ja Rule, and you.
Why are you bringing this up? Okay. What is the correlation to what we're talking about right here?
Well, because there's the music video. He's in jail, and the girl is coming to see him, and they're talking amongst the glass. And they're rapping.
So you gonna get arrested so we can redo the video, is what you're saying?
Anyway, Marie, I love you. And you too, Andrew. And so make sure everybody, you know, comment, subscribe, review, give me praise. I need it. If you're interested in me, again, slide in my DMs and tell me I'm great. And so I could say that I'm taken. Yes, this has been fabulous.
Oh, my God.
I love you guys.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.